वैसे तो दुनिया भर में भारत की अपने आतिथ्य सत्कार के लिए अपनी पहचान है, अपना नाम है। आज SBS हिंदी पर आपको एक ब्रिटिश युवती का, जो बैकपैकर बनकर भारत की यात्रा पर निकली है, उनका इसी प्रकार का एक किस्सा, उनका अनुभव आपके साथ शेयर करने जा रही हूँ। लूसी प्रमर नाम की ये महिला है, जो ब्रिटिश महिला है, वो जब भारत में नोटबंदी की घोषणा हुई उस वक्त भारत में थी। उस वक्त उनका जो अनुभव रहा उससे वो कहती हैं कि वो भारत को और ज्यादा प्यार करने लगी।
I'm British national and I've last year just with my backpack. I landed in Mumbai and I had originally planned just to be here for 3 months, but since then I've just found myself returning twice more, each for a longer period of time. And really, I initially just came to India because it was the next country on my bucket list. So I've been backpacking since 2011, just a solo female backpacker, and I've visited 26 countries before India. But for me, India has everything. Like, I'm fascinated by the history and culture. It's so interestingly diverse, and I'm always eager to learn more about it. It's got great food, the landscapes are just incredible, and the people for me are just so warm and welcoming that it's really these that just keep me coming back. Like, my friends and family at home are constantly asking me, like, are you ready to come home yet? And I always say that I could literally spend a lifetime exploring India, and I wouldn't even scratch the surface.
वैसे तो लूसी के बहुत सारे अनुभव हैं, लेकिन आज प्रथम अंक में हम बात करते हैं लूसी के नोटबंदी के अनुभव की।
One of the most memorable travel experiences I've had in India is traveling through last year's demonetization. It was during that time that I think I just really felt the heart of India. And a lot of people, when they come to India, they say, oh, it's the heart that keeps bringing them back. But it was during that time that I really saw that for myself. And it just showed me just the resilience to people from this country and how they have to say and guess with God. And it was during that time that I really felt that for myself.
जिस दिन प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी ने 500 रुपए की नोटबंदी का ऐलान किया, उसी दिन उन्होंने अपने खर्च के लिए कुछ पैसे निकाले थे। उस पैसे में ज्यादातर जो नोट थी वो 500 रुपए की थी। तो किस तरह से लूसी ने इस परिस्थिति को संभाला?
So I remember the hours before the demonetization hit, and I was staying at a guest house in Pushkar, and it was around 9 PM in the evening, and I received this WhatsApp message from a friend from Delhi, and they told me, like, you need to go and get rid of as many 500,000 rupee notes as you have, because by midnight they're not going to be legal tender anymore. So I remember early that day I had just withdrawn, like, my whole month pending budget. So I had quite a lot of these notes. So I just went to, like, a number of little cafes that were still open. And I remember ordering small things like toast or chai and just trying to pay with these notes. And the cafe owners were so frustrated with me. I don't think most of them had received the news, or I'm sure they wouldn't have accepted them. They probably would have told me to like, pay with something smaller. But I managed to change up quite a few on that night. And I assumed that it would get me through the next few days.
लूसी को लगता था कि कुछ ही समय में सब कुछ ठीक हो जाएगा। वो पुष्कर से जोधपुर गईं। वहाँ पर उन्होंने जब देखा कि बस में लोग पुरानी नोटों का इस्तेमाल कर रहे हैं, तो उन्हें लगा कि उनकी दोस्त को कुछ गलतफहमी हुई होगी। वो मजाक कर रही हैं या फिर फेक न्यूज को बढ़ावा दे रही हैं।
Didn't anticipate at the time just how much an impact demonetization would have, not just on me and my traveling, but also on the whole country. And I didn't have a clue what was going on. I figured also the banks, they would have been prepared and had new notes ready to go within a few days. But of course, this wasn't the case. And I remember the next morning I was traveling to Jodhpur on the local bus, and lots of people were still using this note. So I remember thinking, like, either my friend was just circulating fake news, or maybe people hadn't received the news, and I was wondering how it reached them. So I arrived in Jodhpur, and I went straight to the bank to see if I could change the rest of the notes. And there was already people queuing there for, and they said they had been there for something since 6 AM or just long time waiting. There was a lot of confusion and a bit of panic. And I remember I was standing in the queue with two other foreign nationals. After a very short time, maybe just about 10 minutes, the three of us were kind of plucked from the crowd and we were ushered inside and we were told we could change 5,000 worth of notes, and we did without any trouble.
लूसी जान ही नहीं पाई कि नोटबंदी की असर कितनी गहरी है। नोटबंदी के 2-3 हफ्ते तक انہوں نے اتر بھارت کے الگ الگ علاقوں میں الگ الگ شہروں میں یاترا کی ملاقات کی, پرواس کیا, اور بعد میں وہ ممبئی جانے والی تھی اس لیے وہ دلی گئی. جب وہ دلی پہنچی تب ان کے پاس صرف 50 روپے بچے تھے. لوسی کو اگلے دن ممبئی کی فلائٹ پکڑنی تھی, ان کے پاس پیسے نہیں تھے. وہ چنتت تھی کہ اپنے گیسٹ ہاؤس کا کرایہ کیسے چکائیں گی. 12 گھنٹے انہوں نے بڑی مشقت کی لیکن انہیں سفلتا حاصل نہیں ہوئی.
So at the end of November, it was about 2 or 3 weeks after demonetization, I arrived back in Delhi and I was flying to Mumbai the next day, and all I had left in my pocket was 50 rupees. I was thinking, it's fine, like Delhi, big city, I'd get cash, no problem. So I kind of chipped into a guest house and then I went out to get some cash. And honestly, that day I took about 12 hours. I was roaming Delhi looking for cash. And this is the part of the story, it was the most difficult, but it's really the part where I felt this heart that I was talking about of the people. I spent about 12 hours in Delhi just kind of roaming around, spending about 2 hours at a time queuing up at these ATMs. I'd get to the front and then my card would be rejected and it was a nightmare. I spoke with so many bank officials and I was asking them like advice, how do I get cash? I haven't got any money. And they were telling me to go to this cash machine, that cash machine, and nothing was working.
Kuch ek shan baad guest house ki jo malkin thi wo kuch rupaye lekar Lucy ke room par pahunchi. Unhone bade pyar se kaha ke paise to آتے جاتے رہیں گے.
And then I went back to my guest house and I explained to the lady, she was such a sweet old lady who owned it, and I said, look, I don't have the money to pay you, like I've literally spent all day trying to get money for you and it's just not happening. And she didn't have a card payment facility also, she was just a small business owner. And I went back to my room and I just felt so ashamed. She had 5 100-rupee notes in her hand and all she simply said to me was, you know, money comes and goes, please make sure that you take your dinner and you make it to the airport for your flight. And she forced these notes into my hand and left.
To dosto, kaisi lagi aapko ye baat? Lucy ke isi tarah ke bahut sare positive experiences hain jo unhe Bharat ki yatra ke dauran hue. اسے جاننے کے لیے SBS ہندی کے ساتھ جڑے رہیے.